This week's podcast is brought to you by Myers Auto Parts in Marion, Kentucky. Stop by and see Ronnie or Kathy or Kyle and all the rest of the crew at Myers Auto Parts, your local Napa store.
Crittenden County Rockets are in familiar position this week, heading into the second round of the playoffs. The regional semifinals will be played Friday night at Rocket Stadium with Bardstown, Bethlehem rolling in. Coach Starnes, this is a team we're familiar with. We'll talk about them at length on Thursday, but we're in a familiar position. We're coming off of a big win in the first round, something we've gotten the last few years. Caverna wasn't much of a factor in this game. We post 69 points and win a shutout.
Yeah, and Chris, we know that there has to be games like that with Caverna and understand that. And, you know, people argue the fact that those teams like that shouldn't be playing and should only take the top two.
Myself being one.
You're being one of them. And I disagree. I mean, I think that if you look across the state, there were 17 teams that were third or fourth seed that won those games and advanced on. And that's why you have it that way, because – you know, there are districts from top to bottom that are better than the bottom four teams and the bottom two teams in another district. So, you know, you can get a third seed to beat a second seed, and that's what happened. And I think, you know, you talk to those people and they're glad it's that way. And so, I know that if I was on that end and hadn't won a ball game, have to travel to the number one seed in the other district, then I wouldn't want to do that. I don't think that you get anything out of it. I don't think that Caverna got anything out of it, and I don't think that we got anything out of it Friday night as well. But having said that, it is what it is. And, we did take care of business. Those teams always scare you. We didn't get much out of it. I don't like the fact that you don't have to play your best technique and win ball games and still have success, because I think it teaches and sends the wrong message. And, we're going to have to understand that we won the first round, we're going to the second round, and every round it gets tougher. The teams get better, and this team Friday night is going to be better than what Caverna was.
I'll say one thing about it, and then I'll shut up. But in Illinois, for instance, and other states do this too, you take the top 30 teams. So you're going to get your top 30 teams, and you don't go by your district boundaries at that point. You take your top 16 teams in all of your class and then start playing your playoffs. Anyway, that's all I'll say about that.
Yeah, but they base that on number of wins. They don't base that on district.
Well, there's a number of ways
you can do it. So, you still have advantages and disadvantages to that.
You can pick a rating system and do it, but this is the easy way out. And you have these first round blowouts, and they're not very fun, like you said, and not very productive for either team.
I'm not going to say it wasn't fun.
I
think there's a lot of fireworks that went off and stuff like that, but I don't think.
My feet were wet and I was bored. That's not fun.
But an hour and 25 minutes, we were finished. Yeah. And it was home, so it was good.
Good point. Got a gate. Very small gate. Not many people came out, and I think that's one of the products of it. But the kids had a good time. Obviously, Devin Nesbitt had a good time. Devin rushed for four touchdowns on five carries, I might say.
He got tackled one.
And Hunter Boone threw for three touchdowns. We had a punt return. Deason Dossett returned a punt for a touchdown. And we had four takeaways in the game. Tyler Boone had an interception. Cade McAllister had two interceptions. You may have to help me out here. Let's see. Laney had a fumble recovery on a muff punt. Mitchell Joyce had a fumble recovery. And Brady Burke, I think, had a fumble recovery. Mm-hmm. So big night to pilot some statistics. There were some things broke, some career statistics broken. Hunter became the all-time passing leader for touchdowns thrown. And just a fun, like you said, I guess it's a fun game if you're participating. It's not real fun to watch it.
Yeah, it was a fun game. We had fun. We were excited. There were some records broken, and it is what it is, and we had to play the ball game. So, we went out there, we did what we had to do, and that's what we told the kids prior to that. Look, we understand, and the kids are smart enough to know that there was no way that Caverna should have had a chance to beat us, and we get that. But You know, if we didn't take care of business and it was sloppy and we went out there with that mentality and mindset, then I don't think that you get any motivation for the next week. And because we were and we did do what we were supposed to, I think that, we can carry that through to this week, and which we're going to have, it's going to have to be better. You know, but the kids still played well. I mean, you know, we had, for what they did, and we knew what they were going to do, I think they ended up with negative yardage.
Yeah,
and,
sure,
and so, you know, I think defensively we played well, and Coach Wheeler had a great game plan going in it. And you know, when you have Adam Beavers, who has five solos and three assists, and three of those are tackled for losses, you know, then that sets the stage for that. And he and Mitchell Joyce were the defensive players of the game, and Mitchell Joyce had, you know, five solos. He had an assist. He had a called fumble, had a fumble recovery. So he was a big factor in that. And we had others that played well defensively. You know, Sean O'Leary had another outstanding game, tackle for losses. And we had takeaways and interceptions, as you stated. And
I think I blew that. I'm looking down at your stat sheet here. I was doing that from memory. Cade McAllister had two interceptions. Tyler Boone didn't have an interception. He had fumble recovery. Peyton Riley was the one that had the other interception.
Peyton Riley had it.
And right off, he had the very first one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, you know, they played well, and they got after him. So, and you know, we still have those three linebackers that are freshmen that are doing an outstanding job. So, you know, it's hard to get a measure of how well we played because, you know, they were wanting to shorten the clock for the quarters. They were wanting to run the clock early. You know, you're supposed to, in Kentucky high school, it's supposed to be 36 points. Well, we weren't going to go for two to get to 36 for running clock, so we had 35 points. Well, their coach wanted to go ahead and run the clock, and that was fine. And then, and then you know, he wanted to shorten the quarters, and so
yeah, 10 minutes on the clock. I don't know that I've ever seen that.
No, and which I've requested that before. I mean, back in '94, I can tell you that.
Yeah.
I requested us to shorten the clock and do it.
And something else I don't think I've ever seen is kneeling in your celebration formation on conversion.
Yeah, and the only reason that we did that was, you know, you don't want to rub it in.
Yeah.
You don't want to go for two.
It's a nice gesture.
Well, I mean, Noah Perkins is our backup kicker, and we would have allowed him to do that to get experience.
Yeah.
But Noah Perkins hurt his back, and he's no longer able to play the rest of this year until he gets his back right. So we didn't have a backup kicker. We weren't going to put Cody in there, first group in to do it, take a chance of getting somebody hurt. So we just decided instead of going for two to try to rub it in, we're just going to take a knee and do it that way. So. you know, but we did want to make sure that that Devin Nesbitt got his 1,000 yards, and we were
went over 1,000.
Yeah, and so we were trying right there before half to make sure that he got that, so we didn't have to play in the second half. But you know, when you shorten the periods up, and it's a running clock. I mean, you're trying to get the ball in order to get some records broken, because we see that. I mean, we know the records that are out there. We know the records that the kids want to break, and it means a lot to them. So, you know, we're proud for them. And Devin Nesbitt, your offensive player of the game, had five touches, you know, and four touchdowns with 103 yards. So, and I have to say this too, the offensive linemen are getting so much better. Mm-hmm. I can look at them, and they're executing so much better. And it's funny because we have this right side, left side thing going on still. And the kids have bought into that, and I can tell you the right side is doing a great job, and I think they're leading right now. And that's Jake Gibson and Ian Ellington, and you know, when Brock Langston goes to the right, he's considered right side, and the left side is Devin Porter and Adam Beaver. So you know, and this week the right side again got player of the lineman of the week, and Jake Gibson, just an outstanding performance. Not that all of them did, but you know, I think it helps too that the head coach picks the right side, left side, and right side, my side. So Ian and Jake have a legitimate shot of getting lineman of the week each week. But no, I'm teasing there because they all played well, and just watching them execute and what they're trying to do. You know, we have this thing that we call roaches. We talked about that before, and you can see the kids trying to get those.
They were cut, the linemen. Of course, I stand over there on the sideline, you know, keeping the stats, and a lot of times those linemen are right behind me, and I hear what they're saying, you know, and sometimes they'd be telling me about it. But they were mad early in the game after we got so far ahead. They said, the other team's just quitting. I can't even get a roach anymore because he won't even attack me. You know, I can't do anything. He's just giving up. It's putting the competition out there in the trenches, and that's big.
Yeah, it is big because, Chris, you and I know that as an offensive lineman, me playing the position and understand that it has to come internally because you don't get much recognition. You know, I mean, Ian Ellington's right there, and I watched him a couple times, and he's got this roach, and he's laying on top of the player earlier, and he's looking over in the sideline to make sure that people are looking. But the announcer's not saying, and Ian Ellington's laying there with a roach, and then I watch him another time, and he's just blocking, and we tell him to drive the player up in the stands and put him in the lap of their parent, and you can see Ian just driving his feet, and he goes out of the picture, you know, and he does what you ask him to do, but all five of those guys are getting better, and they're working hard, and which is great, because that's where we have to be at this point of the season, and not worried about technique, but these guys have the technique down, and they're starting to understand it, and they're playing better.
One other guy I want you to talk a little bit about is Xander Tabor, who's coming in. He's your backup guy now and has been a good part of the season, but he runs the ball hard.
Oh, absolutely. And he's sneaky. Mm-hmm. And he's not that fast. He's just sneaky. He's elusive. He doesn't get hit. And what I like about Xander is that the yardage after contact, he is constantly moving his feet, driving forward, moving forward, and he's going to get yardage after contact. It's hard to be the first one to bring him down. And he's not that big. He's just elusive, and he's just a hard-nosed runner that runs with a lot of heart, and he's going to be great.
Yeah. A lot of these young guys we're seeing, as we've talked about all season, coming on. But then, too, you look at this junior class. Goodness gracious. And I know coaches don't like to talk about rankings and all that, but we got, and this is kind of looking way down the road, but I believe coming into next season, depends on what happens too in the next couple of weeks, if we continue to have some success next season, we're going to come in as a top 10 team.
Well, maybe I need to stay there.
You might need to. It's a pretty good handoff for the next coach.
Yeah, it is good, and it's been playing that way. And you know,
planned it to be a top 10 team.
No, we planned it to be, you know, to have a chance of success when you do go, because, you know, you don't want a new guy coming in and you
don't
want
to go out on the bottom either. You want to go out on top.
Yeah, absolutely. And these guys made sure that I did.
Yeah.
Just handing the district championship.
Isn't that awesome?
So everything that we have right now is over and above, and it's gravy. So we appreciate that. But, you know, I mean, it's you always want your program to be better than it is when you were there, and continue and things like that. You don't want it to see, you know, you put a career into something and you want to make sure that it continues that way. And these guys don't do it. I can promise you they're good guys. They care about the program. They're part of the program. They played in it. So they understand it. They know it. And it's going to be okay. And I tell you, I'm going to enjoy coming back on the sideline next year, standing on the sideline, doing what I can to help each and every game and watching this junior class go.
That's a promise. You're going to be back next year.
I will be back.
All right. As an assistant.
I will
consultant.
Be back. A spectator.
Consultant. anybody, did we go over all the defensive players of the game? Did you get to those guys?
Yeah, it was Adam Beavers and Mitchell Joyce,
yeah.
and those two just played outstanding
special
ball
teams
games.
Or
yeah.
Linemen,
special teams, special teams was Cody Belt. Cody Belt continues to add extra points. I think he was perfect on extra points and does a great job on kickoff, putting the ball sometimes where I ask him to put it, but he does a great job with that. But, just an outstanding job. And I also have to make sure that, that I mentioned some other guys as well that I really think that play factor in our game is Mason Hunt. You know, we have put him back at safety now, and he's one that he likes it when they run the ball because he can come up and make a play, and he's effective on the pass in the secondary. So it gives you know, it gives Nesbitt a rest in the safety position, and we put an aggressive player back there in Mason Hunt. And, you know, we're glad to have him back from when he was here before and came to us his senior year. So, you know, I mean, it just continue on and on. You know, we've got those three freshman linebackers that continue to improve and get better. But as we stated to those, you know, those guys, and going to keep reiterating it, you know, it's going to be tougher each round, and it's going to be tougher this round in the second round of playoff than it was the first. So we have, and they pronounce it Bethlehem, not Bethlehem, but they're coming in here, and, you know, they're a good football team, and we just have to make sure we take care of business.
Well, when I go to church on Sunday, they pronounce it Bethlehem. So
yeah.
And at Christmas, we talk about it, so we're going to stick with it.
Yeah, well, that's what I pronounce it too. But,
and they're correct.
They'll correct you. Yeah, it's Bethlehem. So.
You know, they're coming to our place. We'll call them what we want to. This, we've had to go up there the last two
years.
Well,
I think Jody will announce them as Bethlehem when we get
now,
up on
Jody. Him. Jody will be absent this week. Todd Riley's going to pinch hit up in the press box this week. I believe it's this week that Jody's going to be out of town.
I don't know. Nobody told me about it. So
I think I informed you a few weeks ago. Sometimes you don't pay good attention.
I don't pay attention. But that's stuff
like
that. Comes from.
Anyway, all right, Coach Starrs, got that win, seventh win. First time we've had seven wins in a while, too. It feels pretty good. We're looking for number eight on Friday night. We'll talk about Bethlehem on Thursday's podcast.
Yeah, I'll talk about Bethlehem. You talk about Bethlehem.
Over and out.